You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to the afternoon edition here on RNIB Connect Radio. And RNIB is on tour across various different libraries in the UK as part of their Braille 200 celebrations. And today they are visiting The Hive, a library in Worcester, opened by Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II herself in 2012. And in The Hive, we join Dave Williams. Hi, Dave. How are you doing?
Good afternoon, Amelia. Lovely to be with you on what has turned out to be a really bright, sunny afternoon here in Worcester.
Oh, wonderful. And can you tell us about the Braille questions and chats that you've had so far?
Absolutely, yeah. So this is our third stop on our Braille and Beyond library tour, as you say, to celebrate 200 years since that French schoolboy invented the tactile literacy system that enabled so many millions of blind people around the world to read with our fingers as well, of course, as all those other formats that we also use. You know, today we have been joined by New College Worcester, which is a specialist school that teaches blind and partially sighted teenagers, obviously the national curriculum, so all the regular subjects, you know, that you would expect, English and maths and geography and science. But they also have a specialist curriculum where they teach independent living skills, mobility, and of course, Braille. So we've been joined by the Braille team today, Miss Potter and Mrs. Williams, no relation, I hasten to add, and some of their students who've given us some really delightful first-hand accounts about how they use Braille for their studies. One young lady, she's using Braille to support her interest in music. So she can read Braille music and she can read the words. And so she's effectively able to, you know, I mean, you'd call it sight reading if you were using print, but she can do that with Braille, and she wants to go on herself to have a career in education and wants to become a teacher. We've also had our keynote speaker today, Matthew Horsfall. He works with me at the Braillist Foundation, is also involved with the UK Association for Accessible Formats, who are the Braille authority in the UK. And Braille's taken Matthew all the way around the world. And so we heard about his career and how he uses Braille. Also a musician, actually. He uses Braille in his choir. He sings at Coventry Cathedral with the choir there. So, yeah, quite a sort of musical theme today, Amelia.
Yeah, it's really great to hear how young people and people across a range of disciplines are still using Braille. And The Hive, the library that you're at today, is also special because it's the first joined public and university library in the UK. So do you feel a bit of a difference in atmosphere there, or have you got to meet people from the university as well?
Yeah, so I think, you know, we think a lot about, you know, Braille as being a tool for learning, and obviously used in academia, and certainly lots of the undergraduates and graduates, you know, use Braille in that context. In fact, we did hear from one student earlier how, you know, he doesn't use Braille all the time, but he does use Braille as a tool for tactile diagrams. So when it comes to studying more technical subjects, actually, that's where, for some students, Braille really comes into its own. But we've also talked a lot today about, you know, Braille at home and for independent living. So, real mix.
That's brilliant. And the tour is continuing. Where's your next stop?
So we are going to Lancashire in December. On the 5th of December, we'll be at Clitheroe Library, and we'll be joining a group called Braille IT or Braille IT in Clitheroe. And they are also inviting along some local dignitaries. I think there might be a mayor invited to that one. And then, excitingly, in January, we are coming up to Scotland. At the end of January, we've got a Braille and Beyond Library event. And then there's going to be a Braille reception at the Scottish Parliament. So do stay tuned to RNIB Connect Radio for news about all of that and much more.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you so much, Dave Williams, for joining us here. And we are excited to stay updated with the Braille 200 tour.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.